In a letter to journalists today, Parliament's Principal Public Relations Officer Tanyara Zwalinda Manyemba said Parliament will now be requiring journalists to bring police clearance and a letter from the news media organization they work for to attain accreditation to cover Parliament. This is in addition to the required Zimbabwe Media Commission approved press card. The letter, which Studio 7 has received, invites all journalists interested in covering Parliament business into Park's House Public Relations Department with the original ID card and Media Commission card, and in addition, two driver's license side photos, fingerprints forms cleared by the Zimbabwe Republic Police, and a supporting letter from the media organization. Although the letter provided no further explanation, Studio 7 has it on good authority that is the security officials who demanded all journalists get police clearance and would be subject to vetting before being accredited. The security officials are reportedly not happy with the coverage of parliamentary proceedings published on online publications and the private media. Independent journalist Robert Tafmane said the new demands are without any basis.
So for us, it's quite surprising. We would want to know the reason behind was that. And on top of that, if they think that they are going to stop the outflow of information from Parliament, that's a non-starter.
Another female parliamentary journalist who declined to be named said Parliament's demands were too much, as it means that journalists would pay more for accreditation.
I think Parliament is asking for too much from journalists. And basically the fact that we have to be accredited by Zimbabwe Media Commission and then to be accredited by Parliament as well, I think it's just too much for journalists.
It costs $5 to get accredited with the Zimbabwe Media Commission, but journalists would have to pay more as it costs $10 to get a police clearance. Zimbabwe Union of Journalists Secretary General Foster Dongozi classified the police clearance requirement as unacceptable and told Studio 7 they would be engaging Speaker of Parliament Jacob Mudenda over the issue. Kumbirai Mafunda, chairman of the Media Institute of Southern Africa, Zimbabwe, said MISA was equally concerned and the whole move by Parliament was an attempt to stifle the free flow of information from the legislature.
It's just a matter of adding another layer of restriction amongst what journalists do encounter. For information, as we have already stated, journalists are already accredited by the Zimbabwe Media Commission, and they are also required to be accredited to cover national events. We have seen it in Vic 4s and everywhere. And you also look at ZEC also requires journalists to be accredited to cover elections. So now we have Parliament also adding this cumbersome process to journalists. So this, we see it as an attempt to restrict the free flow of information.
He added that it was very worrying given that the latest move comes after Parliament security officials tried to bar journalists from doing live updates from Parliament last year. Speaker Mudenda later made a ruling allowing journalists to use their cell phones and other gadgets to do live updates from the press gallery in Parliament building. Mudenda could not be reached for comment. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.